And back on In Focus News Radio KMAN here at just in front of 952, Brandon Peoples talking today with Dennis Butler. He's the Riley County Police Department Director. And we're going to talk a little bit about, in this next segment, just some recognitions. There was quite a bit of recognition here recently in the police department, and included in that was some promotions and even some graduations.
Yeah, I was meant to ask you about the promotion note. I'm not sure what that is about, but on the graduations, what we did is we had two K-State interns who had started working for us before the pandemic hit, and while they were taking classes online instead of returning home to their communities, which aren't here, they stayed here and continued working, and they both graduated recently, not an in-person graduation, but they were awarded their degrees. And so our staff, I thought, had a brilliant idea to hold an in-house graduation ceremony for them here in our administrative offices, and we did that last week. And it was very modest. We even had a graduation cake that we brought in for them. They did such great work for us, and we just wanted to recognize them in some way, and because we could. And so that's what we did. So the promotions, I'm not sure. If you gave me more details, it might jog my memory, but I haven't.
Yeah, I think I looked at that incorrectly. It was not a promotion. It was someone who finished training in a program as Officer Billick.
Yes, that was a corrections training. He's a corrections officer that finished his in-house training to be released to work alone by himself now.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so that was just the completion of that training. But speaking of that, we got word that the Police Academy is going to resume training next week. So two of our officers that were in the midst of it will go back for their last 2 weeks on the 26th. And we have two more that hadn't started yet, and they go back. They go on June 8th to go through their 14-week basic training class. So that's good news. We were starting to get squeezed a little bit by not having those officers back here trained to finish their field training.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's great to hear. Glad that that's happening. We have obviously Memorial Day coming up on Monday. Traditionally recognizes our fallen soldiers. And we had Peace Memorial Officers Day or Peace Officers Memorial Day here recently, I think, the 15th, if I'm not mistaken. And is there anything you'd like to say about that? Maybe just reflect a bit?
Yeah, as you know, this is the first time National Police Week's activities have been canceled. It's been going on, 30-plus years. My former department always hosted the survivors in our city and helped them navigate the D.C. area during National Police Week. It got so big, we eventually had to ask for help from neighboring jurisdictions, and so none of that happened this year. As far as Memorial Day, my father was a veteran, 23 years in the Air Force, and so I always was around the military, living on base, and it's always had a special place in my heart. Now that we're here next to Fort Riley, we have a lot of veterans working for us and some that are in the National Guard and Reserves. I just think it's so important that we do pause this weekend during the celebrations that we typically have and remember what this holiday is about, because without their sacrifices in many cases and without their willingness to volunteer, we would not be living in the democracy that we have and enjoy, unlike so many other places. So I am so sincere when I ask others to take time to reflect on that and be thankful for it.
Yeah, I was looking at, I have a friend of mine on Facebook. He's actually my former program director in Emporia, and he's engaged to the public information officer at the Emporia Police Department. And, you know, she puts on a great ceremony down there for them, or is very well, has a big hand in it. And, you know, he posted on his Facebook page that, you know, that it didn't happen, you know, this, you know, they, because of social distancing and such. But it's really sad that, you know, these ceremonies have all had to, you know, kind of shift a little bit. And this is something I know a lot of folks look forward to. And, and getting back and memorializing their loved ones.
Well, you may know that I'm on the coronavirus recovery task force set up by Mayor Reddy. There's several people on it, both in business and government. And one of the suggestions from the members yesterday was, what's the plan if we face a spike in the fall or again before a vaccine is available? And I thought that was a fantastic suggestion. And one of the things that I said, which was pretty much said by that person, was, you know, we have to figure out how, if we are faced with this again, how we can keep our government running, how we can keep our businesses open, and still take the precautions necessary to ensure everyone's health and safety. We have a better idea now who the most vulnerable are, and we have to focus resources on protecting them, but also realize that we can operate and protect ourselves. The police department, the fire department, EMS, they've all shown that we can continue to operate using precautions without shutting down, and that's what I hope we can come up with, because the future of our community, the health of our community, really is dependent on those actions and plans for the future.
Well, Director Miller, about out of time here, and anything else on your mind here before we go?
No, I'm just always so thankful that you give me an opportunity to talk to our community, and you know, a lot of times it's a much lighter discussion. Today, not so much, but that comes with the territory, and I'm just happy to have the opportunity to do it. So thank you for continuing to invite me on, and I wish everybody a healthy and safe Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Well, we wish you the same, and we'll talk again to you next month.
Yep, I look forward to it. You take care.
All right, you too. Director Dennis Butler, again, from the Riley County Police Department, our guest every month here on In Focus, joins us on the fourth Friday, which is a little early this month, May 22nd. We were kind of laughing about that here earlier this hour. If you miss any of this interview, we do podcast these on our website, newsradiokman.com. Just check out the on-demand section. We won't have a show on Monday, though, because it is Memorial Day. Well, we will have a show, but it will be a best of In Focus, and we'll repeat the Cheryl Collins interview we did on Monday with the Riley County Historical Museum, so be looking forward to that. And then, of course, Tuesday, we have Potawatomi Government featured on the show as well. That'll do it for me here this morning. Back to you, Stephen.
Blueville's Horticulture Hints and Tips is next. Derek joins us on the phone, and that is right after top of the hour CBS News.